You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM. It's Eat My Brunch with me, Nick Field, in from Michelle Ward today, in association with Chigwell Bifold Doors. And, well, I'm going to be joined on air by our good buddy Sylvia Kent and also Roz Green, who has been very busy recently because she's had the small matter of Essex Book Festival to direct and manage and stuff. And well, ladies, come closer. Bring yourselves on. How the devil are you both this fine morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've only come a little way, but Ross has come all the way from Suffolk. Was it Aldborough?
Near Aldborough, yeah. Aldborough. I live there.
Yeah.
So I'm pinging backwards and forwards at the moment.
I'm so...
What a trooper.
Yes, she is. It's a long old journey, yes.
Well, it's very windy on the Orwell Bridge today, I have to say.
Was the wind blowing in your direction? By any chance. In the hope it might have got
you
in the hope it might have got you there got you here quicker.
Yeah, it was in gusts. Yes.
Right.
No, it's quite vicious out there.
Yes. Yes it is. And so, well, ladies, it is lovely to have you here with us on Phoenix FM. Are you a Phoenix FM debutante, Ross? Is this
Absolutely.
Your first appearance?
Very excited to be here.
And we are very excited to have you here. So let's talk books, shall we?
Yes.
One of the things I want to talk about is, of course, the number of reading clubs across Essex. There's so many of them now, aren't there?
There are indeed. We are the biggest. I think we're the biggest area, aren't we, Ross? For
you'd know better than
yes,
me.
Yes, yes. They're growing. Book club, mainly women, do I say, but we do like to hear men joining and have their views on the books that are coming out. But yeah, Bill and Ricky particularly, very keen. I think it was about 18 of us now, sometimes 20, and it's growing. And we have some wonderful books that are chosen for us, and the librarians managed to get that many for us to read. We're very grateful. We've all been reading like Billio this
Yes,
month.
Tell us about the things that you've been reading recently. Yeah.
Well, we've had, January, The Line of Beauty by Anne Hollinghurst. We had Caludon by Jeremy Black. We've had, I read an unusual book about the pile at the bottom of the stairs. Have you read that,
no.
Roz? Very funny sort of chick lick. Type of book, but we have a wide variety. The Van, I think it was a bit rude, by Roddy Doyle. That was a great. That was very popular with our mob, and we start off very quietly. Usually, we meet in the main library, and the noise gets louder and louder, and people look a bit annoyed, I think, but we enjoy it, and we have a good hour. Once a month on a Tuesday afternoon. And I gather Brentwood also, they have a very lively group, mostly women again. But why don't the men start a reading group, Roz?
Well,
they
read. Something we should be pushing.
Maybe it's a gap in the market that needs doing. So
yes.
Any book-loving fellas out there?
Yeah,
they're intimidated, aren't they?
Maybe a bit. Yes. Yeah. We're not blue stockings. When we read everything, and I think you do, don't you, Ross? You have
I do,
to.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think what people don't realize is that books, you know, when it comes to them, there's such a wide variety of them. You know, it could easily rival like TV programs and movies in terms of different styles, isn't there?
That's right.
So yeah, something out there that everyone can get into.
Yes. Now, usually I talk about the Brentwood Writer Circle, which has been going for 74 years. And there was a wonderful local lady started that off in 1941. She got rather cross because the hall where they used to meet was bombed. And she said, right, I'll start my own group. And she did. And she put an ad in the local paper, the Brentwood Gazette. And there were squaddies at home on leave. They joined her, a few poets. And the Brentwood Writers' Circle was born. And it's carried on ever since. I just happen to be the vice president, but I can tell you that every month we have a whole list of our members, and there are 60 of them, who are talking about their work. We've got journalists, we've got poets, we've got novelists. We've got Mick Nash, lovely, lovely chap, who writes about really, bit near the knuckle, really funny, funny, poems and, his short stories. And, yes, we got loads. So they've had a good month as well. So we're all going well. And this last month again has been the Essex Book Festival, which is the highlight of our county. Is it not, Roz?
Hopefully. I mean, it would be awful if I said that, but hopefully. I've only been in position since August, so this is my first festival. It's definitely been a highlight for me.
Yes, you were talking earlier about you've been to all sorts of different events, haven't you? Before we go into detail of that, we'll find a bit about your past and how you got involved in it, Roz. Because I mean, because you started out with as an academic. So what got you into books originally?
Well, I didn't start out as an academic. I mean, I did English at university, and then I ran a theatre in London, and then I had my own company in Australia, which was a touring arts company all around the world. And then I've worked in festivals for probably since I was 23, and kept going back to academia. So I went back and did my master's, and then 10 years later I went back to the University of Essex to do my PhD.
She is an academic.
I am an academic. Yes. Really, I'm from a very broad background of arts administration, consultancy, production, and also academia. And books, they just define me.
Yes.
I can't say more than that, really. Can't live without them. Yes. They're the air I breathe.
It's a drug, isn't it? You try going a week without that book by your side, and you go mad, don't you?
It's just my nourishment.
I know.
So this month, I'm feeling very full.
Yes.
I bet you are.
She's had 100 people involved and 60 events.
65 events across Essex, from Epping Library to Canvey Island, Manning Tree Library, all across the universities.
Wow. Tell us about how you first got involved with the Essex Book Festival, because it's been running for around 16 years now?
Yeah. I've been loosely involved probably over the last 4 or 5 years. Well, I was doing my PhD at the University of Essex in Colchester, on the Colchester campus. And because I was in the Literature, Film and Theatre Department, I just helped with the programming of the university events. So I was aware of the Essex Book Festival, but I didn't realise, I didn't go beyond the university for the activities. And that's because I live in Suffolk, so I mean, it's quite tricky. You wouldn't think of going to an event in Billericay if you lived in Suffolk.
No, fair enough.
But people will, soon.
Yes.
The ambition is to broaden the audience very much. So that's how I first got involved via the University of Essex.
Ah, excellent. Tell us about some of the events that have been happening. What have been some personal highlights for you?
I knew you were going to ask that. Well, personal highlight, definitely Shami Chakrabarti at the launch event. I thought she was wonderful.
She was great. And it was a chance to see this new great library place. It was the Forum.
Forum in Southend.
It's only been open 1 year. And we went all over. We got there so early, as we do. And we were able to meet and chat. Even had ice cream. How did you manage that?
I got Rossi Ice Creams to sponsor the launch. So everyone got a free ice cream. So that was definitely a highlight. I think I've got the highlights that people would be maybe intrigued, surprised by. Events that I was passionate about. I loved Alex Christie's event, Gutenberg's Apprentice in Epping Library, the birth of the book. It was packed with people.
Oh, I missed it.
Fabulous book, fabulous woman. So that was a highlight for me. Adrian May's event, poet and songwriter in the Minories. Huge highlight, but I can't begin to. We invited 4 Polish poets over via the Polish Cultural Institute and the British Council. They did a twinning in Southend. Massive highlight. But you know, it's all highlights. I don't think there's been a low light.
We had fun, didn't we?
I was going to say, I could have almost asked you what the low lights were. But it's good that there's so much, but that there's been so much to talk about.
Yeah, we had people like Richard and Judy, and weren't they
fabulous?
Sweet. Oh.
And I thought, well, they might be understandably quite demanding because they're very high profile. Not at all. Couldn't have been more friendly and accommodating and generous with their time and their answers.
They posed for us, didn't they? We got loads of pictures. And Richard, as you know, lived in Brentwood. Did you know that? Went to the local school. And he was very kind with one of my books because he sent me pictures for book 8, I think it was. And she was a sweetie too. And, you know, and what a lovely venue.
Yeah, the Anglo-Ruskin, very lovely venue. But I think the thing that was lovely was that Richard interviewed Judy. And so that was really intimate and special. Because Judy's written her latest book based in Cornwall, so he interviewed her and asked different questions than we would ask normally. So
I thought she would get cross with some of them, but she didn't, did she?
No.
Although he did get cross with somebody in the audience.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, but it went off well, didn't it?
Yeah, but and the whole purpose of the festival, or the whole vision from my perspective, is that it should be a broad church, that it includes everyone. I mean, if I had my own personal critique of it, I would say that its weakness was that we didn't have enough children's events. But we couldn't do that this year because we haven't had any funding confirmed by the time I was programming, and children's events are usually free events. So we just couldn't do that. But I think that's, you know, that would be my main criticism, because I'm very pro children having access.
Yes.
to
indeed, it's so good to get them into kind of like reading and things at an early age. So yeah, I can totally see your point there.
But we have the funding now. We found out we got the funding on the 20th of February, which was close.
Yeah, very close. Like a week.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got the money now that secures the festival for 2 years. Well, next year we'll have lots of children's events. I've got the ideas and the contacts. So I just didn't have the money. Now we have.
So. Yes. Excellent.
So that will be wonderful.
Yes. I bet that there's loads of ideas for what's going to be happening, like buzzing in your head right now.
Got my first meeting. Well, today's the last day of the festival. That finishes probably about 9:30, and then I drive back to Suffolk, and then I get on a train at 9:00 for a meeting with the literature officer for the Arts Council to start planning 2016.
My goodness.
So
it goes on and on.
It does. It does. Wow.
So, you know, I'm keen.
Yeah. And that keenness has it's served you really well this year, and I think it's going to serve you even better next year. We're going to chat a bit more, including talk about your new book, Sylvia.
Yes.
After this from Michael Kiwanuka, the aptly named Tell Me a Tale.
Tell me a story that I believe.
It is the sound of Michael Kiwanuka and Tell Me a Tale here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm Nick Field. This is Eat My Brunch, and I'm currently joined in the studio by Sylvia Kent and Roz Green. We've been talking about books and most centrally the Essex Book Festival, which has been taking place all this month. And well, I've just been looking through the programme, been a fascinating lineup. We talked a bit about Richard and Judy, who of course were one of the more prolific guests that you had. I noticed that you also had Luke Wright, who I actually interviewed at Latitude Festival last year. Thoroughly nice chap. And yes, he's been talking about being a stay-at-home dandy. So you also had, Pam Ayres as well. There's a fair few prolific people here. And we talked a bit about, what your highlights were, during the event. So yes. And of course you mentioned that, once people are thinking, oh, are you going to be putting your feet up, after this? But no, because you've already got loads of ideas about what's going to be happening next year.
Yeah. No, there's no pretty. I am taking a month off. And that is from about the 20th of April to the 20th of May. But I thought, well, the best time to capture people's enthusiasm and interest is when it's fresh in the mind.
Indeed.
If I wait until June to have sort of important strategic meetings, everyone will have, you know, it'll be a dim and distant memory. So I thought, start day one. Yeah. So I am taking a month off, but when I've done all the things I need to do to type this year, written
would,
my reports.
Would you invite them again? Because I missed William Russell. Would have loved to have met William
that
Russell.
That was one of our partner events I did with the Mercury Theatre. So I don't, you know, depends what they're booking.
They're lovely, actually. We did Anthony Horowitz, I think it was last year or the year before. And part of my job as patron is to meet them in the green room, which is lovely. And you get an insight then.
Yeah.
Because they're off stage and they're not, you know, you mingle. And I love that. And we're doing that this evening, are we not?
We will be with Ben Ferguson at Billericay Library starting 7:30, I think. Most of them start at 7, but this one's 7:30.
So. And it should be lovely, and there are refreshments. I know. I think people are baking at the moment. So,
well, the libraries are quite competitive. I have to say, I've had some wonderful cakes. But I have a definite winner at the moment of the cakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
one was
she
outstanding.
Right.
I feel it would be unfair before Billericay to, you know.
Oh, I don't think we can compete, but I knock up a gas hose this afternoon, perhaps.
Excellent.
Well, we want you to come.
Okay, well, you never know your luck, ladies. We are going to chat a little bit more, particularly about your new book, Sylvia. Okay, you are with Phoenix 98 FM. It's Eat My Brunch in association with Chigwell Bifolds. And I have been joined by a pair of lovely ladies this hour. Our regular correspondent, Sylvia Kent, talking about all things literary, and also an expert on talking all things literary, has been Roz Green, who's had a very busy month being director of Essex Book Festival. And as we were saying, there is one more event. Is this the last event of the festival?
It is. The absolute last event. It's going to be wonderful.
I bet it is. Ben Ferguson talking about Spring of Casper May. And that's going to be at Billericay Library, which I understand has had a good time at the festival.
Yes. All the book club will be there tonight, including me. And yes, it's going to be fun. I think it was a sellout.
And we've got a few. We've got one handful of tickets left if people want to come on the door.
Have you? Good.
Yeah.
Good. And they're relatively cheap in terms of £5, I think. Is that
right?
Yeah,
£5 and £4 concessions.
On £4 concession. So.
Excellent.
With free refreshments
as
well. So
yes.
Almost free the event,
yes.
I'd say.
No carrot wine this time, but I'll get told.
Don't let that put you off, people.
I make carrot wine, yes.
Okay, excellent. And on the subject of books coming out, you've got one available, haven't you, Sylvia?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's my 10th book and my last book, because they take a lot of time to research. The book is Barking and Dagenham. I know it's not this area, but I do know, having worked for the local newspapers, that many people originate from this place, either Barking or Dagenham, which tomorrow celebrates 50 years of these two old parishes first and then towns becoming a London borough. We didn't know what hit us. We eventually had a postal code, but in the old days, you just lived in Barking, Essex, or Dagenham, Essex. But no longer, as you know, it's part of London.
Indeed, although it will always be an honorary part of Essex.
Yes.
I know, because I'm from Romford, and we're pretty much in the same situation. It's kind of almost like no one wants us. But, hey, we get by. I like being a bit London and a bit Essex.
So do I.
Yes, you don't box yourself into a corner that way, do you?
No. And one can change one's accent, you see. When I'm interviewing at the Ritz, then it's slightly different, and that's what I have to do in 2 weeks. So that's where I go to do my interviewing.
So that's what you're going to be doing for the next week. Yes. You're going to be standing there in the mirror working on your accent.
Yes, my vowels and so on. But everywhere's lovely. Lovely people wherever we go. Is that not right?
Yeah, I've had such a wonderful month.
Yes.
I mean, my real highlight is the people I've met.
Yes. And Ros is a journalist, you see, as well as all these other things, as well as being an academic.
Yeah. Many trades.
And it's great meeting people, don't you think, from all over the place?
I think it's wonderful. Again, I think it's like the food of life, people and books. Perfect combination.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's kind of like it's one of the things that kind of really allow your imagination to go. And I think, here at Phoenix, we are more than happy to endorse that.
To tell people.
Yes. So tell us to us about, where's the place that people can go to find out more about, things going on with, Essex Book Festival? I know it's almost at an end, but if people want to find out more so they can, do some research for next year, where's the place that they can go to find out more?
The website, so it's www.essexbookfestival.org.uk.
Uh-huh.
And that will be updated throughout the year with different things going on. And it's also a forum for other people. If people send me information, I will, and it's appropriate, I'll put it on the website. So there is an opportunity.
Excellent. Yes, because I was going to say, you know, if there's some local writers here who are looking to get into it, so that's the place that they can go to find out more.
Yeah, it's got my contact details. It's got our contact details. So, and people send me emails all the time, local writers, and I answer everything.
She does.
Excellent.
And don't forget, we want children's next year. Yeah. A bit more children's writing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. So, if you're an aspiring writer out there and you're thinking about getting yourself published, you know, whatever age you are, whatever gender, I think we've crossed all boundaries here, which is great to see. So yes, that's the place that you can get in touch.
Yeah.
Right. Well, many congratulations on managing your first Essex Book Festival.
It's been wonderful.
I think I mean, the feedback sounds like it's been brilliant. So it sounds like you've done a fantastic job. And it sounds like you're looking forward to next year already.
I am.
And I think it's safe to say, so are all of us.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Right. Okay. Well, ladies, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here. Is there anything else that we need to add before you go?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Ros? I think you're exhausted now, aren't you? You will be tomorrow morning.
I am exhausted. We have got various activities and projects going on throughout the year. So, don't think that the festival goes to sleep and hibernates. We're going to be launching a short story competition for Essex and storytelling projects with children in different bits of the county. All sorts of other things will be going on. So we're not hibernating. We're just working in a different way for the remaining 11 months.
I'm glad you've made that clear. I don't think after listening to you that anyone would think you'd go into hibernation, but it does sound like there's lots to be looking out before then. Well, we look forward to hearing more. So, Sylvia Kent and Ros Green, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
You're most welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.